In this week's Complaint Corner, Stan Lee, Detective Pikachu, and some other shit. This is Critically Complained. Hi, I'm Adam, and this is Steve, and first, we need to talk about the elephant in the room, Stan Lee. So, Stan Lee died. He died just, like, I don't know, a few days ago, and at the ripe age of 95.
Yeah, that's 95.
It's 95, and it sucks. It sucks a lot. Normally, we don't really talk, we don't really spend a lot of time talking about celebrity deaths and stuff. That's not really our jam. And we're not going to go on this, you know, this isn't going to be like an entire episode dedicated to us reminiscing about Stan Lee, because that's fucking stupid. But I do think that we needed to mention this one, because it's kind of a big deal. So, I mean, this guy, like, literally created, like, most of the superheroes that I gave a shit about, like Iron Man, Spider-Man, Thor, Captain, like, he give, like
well, all right,
he basically
let's be,
created.
Let's be fair, like, Steve Ditko and him.
Well, okay, yeah, I say he created, but that's not entirely true. It's not, it was a collaborative thing. It wasn't just him. But, like, Spider-Man was his baby. And Spider-Man is my favorite superhero.
God damn it, I love Spider-Man.
Like, dude, yesterday, or whatever day it was when he died, I watched Spider-Man Homecoming just to, like, to do that.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
In his
I thought
honor.
It was a coincidence, but okay.
No. I did it because of that. I mean, that was, I also just like the movie.
Yeah.
But, like, god damn, I fucking love Spider-Man.
God damn it, I love Spider-Man.
Oh my god. Anyway, though, it sucks. It really does suck. It's gonna be really weird when he shows up, because we know he filmed his Avengers 4 cameo.
Yeah, for sure.
And presumably also the Captain Marvel cameo. The real question is whether or not he did the Spider-Man Far From Home cameo. I do think it would be kind of poetic in a way if his last cameo was in Spider-Man, just mm-hmm. because Spider-Man was, like, so important to him. Like, that was, like, his favorite superhero. It's my favorite superhero. Mm-hmm. That was his. And it would be kind of nice if that was it, if that was his final one.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it would also be cool if it was more of a, you know, more of a send-off for him than, you know, just randomly being a dude on a bus, you know? I know it's kind of a lot to ask, but if just so happened that that'd be the one where we get to see him be the Watcher for Shurzies, I think that'd be cool. But, you know,
yeah,
it won't that be that. It's just going to be a random one.
I do hope that whatever his final cameo is, that it's, like, a memorable one. Mm-hmm. I hope it's not just some stupid bullshit, you know? Like, I really am hoping that, like, that maybe someone at Marvel was halfway planning for this, so, like, they, like, gave him, like, a really, like, emotional thing, mm-hmm. you know, something, but, you know, hey,
well, I
you
mean,
know, if
Avengers
it doesn't happen, it doesn't
4,
happen.
If Avengers 4 is the last one, there's opportunity for it to be a good one, you know, because they might have been
yeah.
like, okay, this will be the last one of those you do, so, mm-hmm. not in the sense of, like, you know, you might be gone after this, in the sense of, like, you know, maybe we'll just stop including you, you know, or something like that.
Yeah,
like, an Avengers movie would be the appropriate time to call it quits
it
on the cameo thing. So
that absolutely would
that
be.
That might be the best way to go.
There's also a possibility, and I think I read a headline about this a long time ago, but I don't know if it's actually true, is that, like, he might have filmed a bunch of cameos, like, ahead of time. Like, you know, so, like, mm-hmm. like just him saying weird shit that they can just, you know, fit into whatever movie they want to fit it into. And then so he could be doing cameos for years down the line. I do think that'd be kind of fun in a weird way, but I also think it would be really bizarre. And I think
yeah.
after a while, it would become increasingly clear that they were
yeah,
trying
after,
to retroactively
yeah,
fit it into the movie.
It would be an awful lot of, like, cuts to him in a, you know, like a building or whatever, saying some random nonsense that has sort of something to do with what's on screen, but a very clear sense of, like, okay, so that was the one that they had in the bank that didn't go anywhere else, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I honestly would prefer they don't do that personally, just because, like, I'd rather that he, like, actually interact with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, in,
plus,
you know, or at least the scene.
There's gotta be some kind of weird, macabre, diminishing returns on this thing. Like, you know, maybe the first one or whatever, it's like, oh, okay, they had it ready, you know, and then they start doing the second one where it's like, okay, they've got all these pre-filmed. You might as well put them in and use them. After, like, the third or fourth one, it's like, I mean, it's been a while, and it's weird now, you know?
Yeah, I
like,
really
it's never
agree.
Been done before, I don't think. So,
like, I'd rather his cameos not just be, like, him just saying some stupid bullshit and, like, that isn't really related. I'd rather him, like, they be creative and funny and actually somewhat relevant to, like, the movie that's going on, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
I don't want it to just, like, I love the one where he, like, is in the strip club in Deadpool. Like, that's hilarious. Like, you know, I love the one where he's yelling out the window in Spider-Man. Like, there's a lot, like, there's some really good ones out there.
Ah, but see, that Spider-Man one could be anything, because he was just yelling out the window at nothing. So
I suppose that's true, but if that's really true, then they did a really good job with that one, because that seemed like, you know, mm-hmm. good. That was a good one. But anyway, it doesn't really matter, and I don't, like I said, I don't really want to talk about this for a long time. But it sucks. I feel for the guy. You know, he created a lot of shit that I really care about. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
so
props
pour one
to
out
you, man.
For Stan Lee, for all
Excelsior.
God damn it, Adam. You made it sad.
I had to.
You made it sad.
I had to do it.
All right, fine. Excelsior.
It's okay, man. It's okay. We're going to move on now. You know, this isn't going to be sad the whole time, but we had to...
No, because something amazing is around the corner.
I thought about saving this for the end, and, like, this would be our last news thing, but I thought it would be more respectful to do it, like, straight up very first thing, mm-hmm. like, our most important news story, mm-hmm. Stanley. You know what I mean? Like, I think that was...
I'm sure he would appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm sure he would. You know, he was a huge fan of the show.
I like
to
think so.
Okay, so we're moving on now. Moving on to something I think will be a lot more fun to talk about. Detective Pikachu.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God. Detective Pikachu got a trailer. And, okay, this is either going to be the greatest thing ever... Or the absolute worst
thing
ever. Oh, my
God. I can't even be upset. It looks like cinema magic. I can't even be mad.
like I've seen this trailer twice now. No, three times now. And I genuinely am not sure if I like it or not. Because in a weird way, it's kind of awesome. Like, I don't know. It's just so, like, okay, I love Ryan Reynolds. Mm-hmm. So him voicing Pikachu is great. I still, like, kind of wish that it was, like, Danny DeVito.
Oh,
or
don't worry. I've seen the trailer where they just edited in a bunch of Danny DeVito quotes. It's good.
I believe you. But, okay. What do you think about the CGI? Because...
Oh, my God, Adam. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. I have never been more terrified of a Pokemon before. Dude, like, did you see that Mr. Mime?
Dude, the Mr. Mime was terrifying.
That right there
Jigglypuff.
Is a case study for why you don't make live-action Pokemon. That's what happens when you make a real Pokemon.
Jigglypuff looks like she could beat the shit out of you.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Like, oh, my God. Okay, but, like, in some ways, I like the live-action treatment. Like, I thought Mr. Mime actually translated weirdly well. Pikachu looks pretty good. Jigglypuff looks pretty good.
Well, it's weird
good.
To see Pikachu with hair. Even though he has hair... You don't think about it because it's never shown. There's no textures to Pikachus.
It is super weird. Okay, but the one that I don't like at all, the one that I saw in the trailer,
the
and
one?
I was just like, ew.
Was it Psyduck?
I mean, there are a few, I'm sure, but I don't like Charizard.
Really? I think Charizard is like the only one that didn't look the worst.
He looked furry to me. Am I wrong?
I mean, I didn't I can't see Adam, so I didn't get a good look at him.
That's,
but
yeah, fair enough.
I just saw his dragon mouth.
Like, okay, maybe they'll, like, refine it, but, like, unless I just wasn't looking carefully enough, he looked weirdly furry, and Charizard should be scaly, not furry, you know
I
what
mean,
I'm saying?
I would agree with that sentiment, I suppose, but, I mean,
like, he's a
lizard. We're dealing with dangerous territory here, Adam. Things are gonna be weird. Because, like...
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you know how people, like, have drawn realistic Pokemon before, and you're like, that's weird. And now we just have that.
I saw a thing. Fun fact, the guy who drew most of the realistic Pokemon you're talking about mm-hmm. is working on this movie.
Ugh.
Like, Yeah, like straight
well, good
up.
For
like,
that guy, like, but the, still.
Yeah, I mean, good for him. And, like, it's weird because, like, I really enjoy those realistic Pokemon, but, like, I don't know if I want to watch an entire film
oh
with
God.
Them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's maybe it's taking it a little too far. Yeah.
There's a reason. There's a reason it was a cartoon. It's just.
Yeah.
All right. It's okay. First of all, I want to talk about this plot. I think is what we're gonna call it. Plot. There's a guy yeah. who's like a cop or a trainee cop or a transfer
I
cop
guess.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, his missing dad or something.
Yeah,
and
his dad's
Pokemon
missing or
exist,
something.
And there's police in this world. There's no Officer Jenny's that I saw, but there's. Maybe oh my God! I just thought you think Team Rocket's gonna be the bad guy. I hope to God Team Rocket is the
Dude,
bad guy.
Dude, I hope they
oh
are.
Oh my God!
That would be
amazing. I hope so. All right, but more on that. More on that later. So we got the guy, and he's got like you know he's just a regular Joe living in a Pokemon world, and he seems to not give a shit about Pokemon, which I find to be the most difficult thing to believe because I've seen Pokemon, and the entire universe revolves around them. So, if there's anybody out there who's apathetic towards Pokemon in the Pokemon world, they're insane and should be sectioned off from society for being a deviant.
Yeah, I do think it's weird that, like, they're just like, oh, yeah, you wanted to be a Pokemon trainer when you were a kid. I guess that didn't work out. And it's just like, but why?
Yeah,
why
actually,
did it not
that,
work out?
That raises another good question. So, you're telling me that this kid wanted to be a Pokemon trainer when he was 10, right? And that's considered yeah. newsworthy? What 10-year-old in that universe would not want to be a Pokemon trainer? You should not
of course
let 10,
they would.
You should not let 10-year-olds make that decision because they're all going to sign up to be Pokemon trainers. There is literally no 10-year-old who's like, I'd rather just stay at home. It's like, no, I want to go catch magical animals. It's ridiculous. I mean, and how come anybody got a real job? Why are there any bakers in the Pokemon world? Everybody should be out catching Pokemon for battling.
But
everybody.
You could be a baker with Pokemon.
Yeah,
or
but it seems like this guy
trainer
is just
on the side.
No interest in Pokemon training. Like he doesn't
okay,
seem to
but
give
like,
a shit.
I like video games, right? But that doesn't mean that I want to be competitively into video games. I don't enter tournaments because I'm not that good.
All right, that's like, fair. That's, I guess that's fine.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, I guess. But it does. It feels like the society they've built here is like separate from Pokemon because we didn't. I mean, there were Pokemon. It, you know what it reminds me of? Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah,
like
weirdly.
Pokemon
it is
and the
like
cartoons
that.
Have a similar sort of function in society where they exist and no one seems to notice, but they don't populate much. They're just around, you know, randomly. Mm-hmm. And that's the
it
feeling
is,
I got.
Yeah, it is kind of weird, but like I don't know, I kind of dug it cuz I really like Who Framed Roger Rabbit. And so like I kind of like that the Pokemon are everywhere. There's all kinds of Easter eggs and shit. Like there's all kinds of cool little things going on throughout the trailer. And also, I just really... Oh, okay. So I really hope that they explain why the main character can understand
oh,
Pikachu.
Oh, no. Don't even expect to get anything on that. That's just how it is. He can talk to Pikachu because...
That really
Why can Ash
me
understand Pikachu? He just can.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's just bizarre. Like, I just... Like, I'm just like, what... But why though? It's like that stupid Ryan Reynolds like clip or whatever, where it's just like, but why? Mm-hmm. Like it's like, why did you make this? I kind of like it, but like I feel like I shouldn't. Like I feel like I shouldn't. Like I should hate this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
oh,
like,
I should
that's
hate
the
it too.
Correct response.
It's you know what? It's weird because do you remember like the old hypothetical trailers for this where it was just like video game smooth Pikachu with a hat on walking around. Do you remember mm-hmm. that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And now we've got
so.
This, and for some reason, this is better. Like that other one made me look at it and goes like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But for some reason, this version just made me go like, I will see this.
Yeah, like it's like I spent most of the trailer hypnotized. Mm-hmm. Like I'm like when I sit back and I think about it, like I'm you know when I think about it with a clear head, I'm just like no, this is stupid. I don't like this. But then when I'm watching the trailer, I'm just like I want to see this. Like,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
I gotta see this.
I saw the like, thing like, happening. I was like, oh, Detective Pikachu trailer. This is new. Let's watch that. I was just mesmerized.
I think part of it is that it's clearly geared toward a slightly older audience. Like, it's not geared to 10-year-olds.
Right.
And, like, I don't think I've made it a secret in the past that I really don't like the Pokemon anime, like, at all. Like, I think it's fucking stupid.
Well, that's because it's not good at them.
It's not. I love the Pokemon games, but like I really, really don't give a shit about the anime. I never have, I never will. It's stupid, and I didn't watch it as a kid because guess what? It's fucking stupid. It's so
Well, that's
incredibly
because you were a
boring.
Digimon kid and you're bitter because Digimon lost.
Shut up, Steve. You shut your mouth. They didn't
They
lose.
lost. Hardcore item.
Okay, yeah,
100%.
they
Yeah,
totally
you
did
and Mega
lose.
Bloks can go talk about what it's like to be a competitor.
You know what else I was a real fan of? Bionicle. Do you know where
I know what a Bionicle. I had a few Bionicles in my
Where
day.
that led? Absolutely fucking nowhere. That's where
Nope.
that led,
Nope.
Steve. Oh my God. But
Anywho-son. So, Pokemon,
any yeah,
straight.
but anyway, po but Detective
Yeah.
Pikachu.
Okay.
I
All
don't
right. All
know
right. All
when this
right.
comes out.
I don't either. But,
I should have known. I should know, but I don't. But I'm gonna see it. I
me
don't know
too.
why.
I'm gonna see it
And
too.
like, dude, we're reviewing this. I'm just gonna say
Oh.
it
All
right
right.
now. We're doing. Nope. We're doing it. We're doing
I
it.
didn't
It
say
has to
no.
happen.
I didn't say no.
If
All right. So
you
hang
are
on.
you ready?
I mean, all right. So Pokemon, right? I was watching the
Yeah,
beginning of the
yeah.
trailer and I was like, "Holy shit, I cannot believe this is happening. This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen." It's just a guy with like real world problems and like I thought for sure I saw he had a stapler. I wanted so desperately for him to pull a gun on Pikachu. I wanted so badly for there to introduce guns into Pokemon. Because I want the option of shooting at a Charizard.
Oh my
Like, I
God.
want that to be a thing. Like, they're fly. Because obviously, a Charizard is going to attack them, which opens up the whole can of worms of Charizards eating Pikachus in the wild. But we're not going to open that up. So.
I do think as a quick thing, like I know I'm really overanalyzing that. I was just thinking of Charizard. We saw Greninja in there
We did,
too.
yes.
And I am weirded out by that because I thought it seemed like it was mostly original 150 kind of thing, you know what I
It did
mean?
seem like that.
Like
Well, they
you
probably
got your
just picked the
Charizards and
popular
your
ones,
Bulbasaurs.
like
Yeah,
recognizable
I
ones,
guess.
And
It's
Greninja's
just
in Smash
weird
Bros, so
because
Greninja gets to make it.
you've got Mr. Mime and I don't know, it's really strange to me that Greninja was there, but like all of the other ones that I can remember were all from the, original 150, and
Well,
it's just
yeah.
like, what? Why though?
Well, I
Like, I don't
mean,
know.
it could be
Whatever.
that they were
It's not a
like,
big deal.
they could be like, I don't know, let's just get the original ones in there, but hey, this guy was in Smash Bros. People like Smash Bros, right? What the hell? Throw
I
him
mean,
in there,
that's
you know?
true.
I'm sure that was what the
And
plan is.
though there was like a, I remember seeing a poster in the back of like the kids' room that said like the Sinnoh Pokemon League or some shit like that. I don't remember.
Well,
Something Sinnoh.
it's probably taking place in the 150 areas, but other Pokemon existed at the time, so it's not like they're not. Well, that's the canon anyways. Those other places exist in other regions, so it's not like they
Yeah.
couldn't be
So it's
there.
like while like this area is mostly populated with the original 150, it's not impossible to see other Pokemon as well. It's
Yeah.
just less likely because they're
Which
not
makes me
like
wonder if
local to the
Pokemon are
area.
actually wild, or if they're like doing some sort of like cooperative society thing with people. Because we saw the
That's a
March
good
of
question.
Bulbasaurs, which appeared to
Yes,
be
we
in the
did.
wild, but the rest of the Pokemon, well, this whole world seems to be a city, which makes me think that maybe Pokemon just kind of hang out in the city, like some kind of other fantasy settings, like the monsters just live here, or if it's like, they're wild animals that just wander into town, Like, is Pikachu like a dog? Like, you can have a domesticated Pikachu, but like a Charizard is like a wild lion or something that you would not have on the streets.
That's a good question. I
Is
don't
there a
know.
zoo
Th
for
this is
Pokemon?
raising so many questions about the Pokemon universe I never thought to ask before.
Well, in the games, all the
Like,
cities are like eight buildings, and everything's just wasteland otherwise.
yeah, basically. Yeah, it is interesting that this is like this huge fucking city, and I'm kind of curious if they're gonna spend any time, like large amounts of time outside of the city. Like, I want to know more about the world. I want to know more about like the other than just this one city, you know what
Well,
I
we're probably
mean?
going to
Like,
leave
I
the
want to
city
see.
to go find his dad, who's been kidnapped by Team Rocket, and Giovanni will be there.
That would be so fucking cool, dude. Oh
Then we
my
can see
God.
Giovanni create Mewtwo.
I would love to see Team Rocket in this. And Mewtwo. That'd be cool too. Like,
No, that's pandering. At
Mewtwo
that
would
point,
look
it's stupid.
super weird in live action. I can't even imagine
You
what
know what? Honestly, I
Mewtwo would
feel
look
like
like.
Mewtwo
But
would be not that weird. Because
really?
he's not that people faced, you know? Like, he's got anthropomorphic features, but his face does not look like a person like Mr. Mimes does. So he wouldn't suffer from that super gross face texturing Uncanny Valley thing that he had going on. Like, he would just look like, have like a, I don't know, like a dog face or something, you know? Because Michi's got kind of that,
yeah,
like,
I guess
long
that's true,
face thing.
Yeah,
going
it would
on.
Look, it would look like a werewolf kind of thing.
He would have like a gray alien thing going on. I think he would be okay.
Yeah.
Unless they gave him Psyduck face and he has terrifying bloodshot eyes on sides of his head.
That was so weird. Psyduck looked like super weird in this. Like, I don't know. Like, some of them look really good. Like, I thought Pikachu especially looked really good, which makes sense since.
Well,
like,
yeah, that's where all the money went.
Character.
They made Pikachu first to make sure any of this
worked.
Makes
sense that they'd spend the most time on that. But, like, Pikachu looked really good. And, like, Greninja looked pretty good. And, you know, and Mr. Mime looked weirdly good in a terrible way.
In a twisted sort of Saw fantasy kind of way, yeah. Stuff of Nightmares kind of way, sure.
But then others look... Oh, and I also really like Jigglypuff. I don't know why. I just thought Jigglypuff looked super awesome.
Oh, shit. You know what? This actually raises a lot of questions about the terrifying Pokemon. Like the one that carries around the mask of what it used to look like in life.
Yeah.
Does it carry around a dead guy head around? Like,
yep.
What the fuck?
I suppose so.
Is Gengar like an actual ghost?
Dude, oh my god, I want to see ghost Pokemon in this. I want to see live-action ghost Pokemon.
That makes all the scary Pokemon scarier.
I want this movie to spawn a goddamn live-action Pokemon franchise.
Don't, Adam, don't say that.
I don't know. I'm morbidly curious about this now. Like I want more in like a weird way. It's like watching a train wreck, but like a really pretty train wreck. Not pretty isn't the right word, but still, you get my meaning.
Not at all.
Like. It's a fascinating train wreck that I'm watching.
Okay.
Or maybe it's maybe it won't be a train. Maybe it'll be great. I don't
fucking
know.
I want it to be
great. But I want more. I'm not saying the movie will be good, but I am saying that I want more because it's just intriguing enough for me to be like, "You know what? Like this looks weird as fuck and I want to keep watching it." Like I'm digging it.
Do we see anybody use attacks? We saw Charizard breathe fire once,
Charizard.
I think.
Yes.
And that was that it, happened. Right? Cuz Pikachu never electrocutes anybody.
No, he never electrocuted.
I mean, Mr. Mime technically does light screen, but that's not an attack and you don't see it, so
I have a feeling that like a lot of the special effects are still being worked on, like for like the attacks and stuff. So, I don't think that was, and plus, I mean, the name of the movie is Detective Pikachu. I have a feeling it's going to be mostly about investigating and not about like you know, battles and shit,
which
though
is probably
going
to play to its
few.
Strength, I think, you know.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I should hate this, but
I
don't. I
know,
and
right?
Like,
doesn't
it
make
really,
you feel
really
weird inside?
Yes, Steve. It absolutely makes me feel weird. Like this is the kind of thing. Like we made fun of Venom when we first saw its trailers. Mm-hmm. We made fun of Solo. We made fun of all kinds of movies. Fantastic. Oh my god.
Well,
like,
that
like,
was an
you know
absolute
what I mean?
Crime against humanity, though. So
I will never get over that movie. Oh my god. But anyway, that's not important. But like this movie, like this is everything. Everything working against it. Mm-hmm. And I want more. Why is this?
I don't know.
Help me.
But I'll tell you what, Adam. For the first time in my adult life, I really fucking want a Pikachu. Like
I
wanted one when
way,
I was
Steve.
A when I was a youth, but I want a Pikachu again. I want a little yellow hamster monster that sits on my shoulder.
Would you want a Pikachu that spoke to you or one? That
oh my
just
god!
Said,
yes, are you kidding me? I want a Pikachu that I can talk to.
Yeah, okay, just checking. Okay.
Fine. Wouldn't you want to talk to your cat or your dog or whatever if you had the option?
Oh my god, I would love to talk to my cat. Either of my cats. That would be amazing.
Oh, never mind. I forgot.
That would be the greatest
never
thing
mind.
Ever, Steve.
Never mind.
That,
well, you ruined it.
No, but straight up, like I actually would love to be able to talk to animals and shit. So
just your
yeah,
one. Just your one Pikachu. That's all I need. I don't need to be able to talk to anything else. Just the Pikachu.
I wonder if like the main character of this movie can talk to other Pokemon.
Well, he can. Well, I guess the only thing we saw him talking to was the Mr. Mime, who can't speak. So I guess, you know.
That's true.
We don't know yet. But I don't think he should. I think that would make it weird, because can you imagine Charizard talking to you?
Oh, yeah, that would
Who
be
Who would you cast to play Charizard?
I don't... That's a good question. I don't...
Ron Perlman.
Tom
Ron
Cruise.
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman would be great. Danny DeVito. No, wait, that's not right. Actually, Danny DeVito is Jigglypuff. Can we get that?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
I mean, I am fine with Ryan Reynolds being Pikachu. That sounds delightful. I love me some Ryan Reynolds. And, you know, I love me some Pikachu. And he's fucking adorable. So, and also yeah, Pikachu's no, adorable.
I can't help but, like, be reminded of Deadpool. Like, I really hope that they make another Deadpool just so that they can make a passing reference to...
the fact that he was Pikachu?
Detective Pikachu. Yeah.
So is that what it's going to be now? Deadpool will serve as, like, a quad yearly reminder of movies that he's been in?
Yes. That's
okay.
Correct.
So if they do, like, a Notebook remake or something, they're going to take a scene verbatim out of the Notebook and just put Deadpool in it? Or something else he's already been in? I don't know.
He wasn't in the Notebook.
I know. I said remake. If they made a Notebook remake.
Okay, just check.
Because I need a Notebook remake in my life, Adam.
Why would you ever want that, Steve?
Adam.
Yes.
I have never even seen the Notebook, Adam.
Okay, good. Just making sure. I have seen the Notebook, Steve, and I don't recommend.
Well, that's not something I would have admitted to, but.
I had an ex-girlfriend
who wanted to see the Notebook.
What can I say?
And that's why you broke up with her.
No, like. That was not the reason I broke. That doesn't matter.
Okay.
We were doing like this movie thing, and she was showing me all of her movies, and I was showing her all of my movies. And
like they did
so
in Pitch Perfect, the popular movie Pitch Perfect.
Yes, just like that.
Did you like Pitch Perfect?
So I saw that movie. I saw The Notebook. I saw Pride and Prejudice. I saw a couple other ones that I literally cannot remember. And this was like 6.5 years ago, so like,
well, I don't think they've changed.
I mean, no, I know, but like, it was long enough ago that like, I don't remember.
Oh, okay.
Movie. Why are we talking about this?
I don't know.
Steve?
Hey, do you like Pitch Perfect, Adam?
Yeah, actually, I kind of do.
All right, good. Just making sure.
Yeah, I mean the sequels suck.
Well, yeah,
but
obviously,
the first one's good. Yeah.
Anywho, Pokemon, good stuff. Am I
Pokemon.
Right?
Pokemon,
surprisingly.
Okay, we're moving. No, Steve. We're moving
but
on.
But I just
want to
talk about the Pokemon movie some more.
What? We've already said all we need to say.
But it's
what
so fascinating, Adam.
We're moving on, Steve. Oh. We don't want to talk about one thing this entire time.
All right.
So, they have announced, hooray, hooray, a new Star Wars television series.
Adam, that sounds boring. Let's talk about Pokemon some more.
No, we're talking about Star Wars now, Steve. I think this really exemplifies how this show works.
All right.
You don't get to talk about what you want to talk about. We're talking about Star Wars, Steve.
Oh, if
okay,
only you knew,
but
Adam.
Anyway, they have announced a new Star Wars television series that will be starring Cassian Andor.
Oh my god, my
favorite
character.
Okay, so
Adam had to
Cassian
remind me who
Andor,
this guy was before we started.
I mean, of course, everyone remembers the extremely popular Cassian Andor, but for those of you who need maybe just a small reminder, Cassian Andor was the Hispanic character in Rogue One. He was the guy who was like the leader, quote unquote, of the Rogue One team. He was the guy who almost shot Jin's dad. He was the one who like hugged Jin at the very end as the bomb, you know,
that
as
was
the
my
Death
favorite
Star
part.
Blew them up when they all died.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, shut up, Steve. You know your favorite part was when Darth Vader killed all those fucking rebels.
Well, if we're talking actual, then yeah, it's that part. But...
okay, just making sure that part was great. I stand by my original assertion that Rogue One was worth it. Was worth the price of admission just for that scene with Darth Vader. If I could only see that, if it was $12 to watch a 2-minute scene, I would clap.
Adam, I don't think you should have financial responsibility anymore.
Maybe not. Anyway, what was I talking about? Cassian Andor.
Yeah,
so
how could you have forgotten Cassian Andor?
This is an incredibly important Star Wars character with a rich, deep backstory that really desperately needs to be explored. In all seriousness, I actually do think that there is story potential here, my only real issue is the fact that you're making a television series about this is kind of dumb. I would have preferred, like, a novel or possibly a comic. They did one comic about Cassian Andor when he first met K2SO. That's the robot from Rogue One.
Yes, I remember.
They did a comic. However, it was a one-shot comic, and it was pretty freaking awful, if I'm being honest here. It was not a very good comic. And I would have preferred that they just make, like, a... Hell, dude, give me an ongoing comic. Just give me, like, a long, like, 25-issue comic that's talking about, like, Cassian Andor, like, and his young Rebel stuff. That sounds potentially interesting.
Why would you
want
to do that to yourself,
like,
Adam? Why would you want to add
more
Star Wars things to your list to listen?
I kind of liked his character. He was, to be
honest,
he was one of the only characters.
Why would you want to tack on more Star Wars things that you're going to force yourself to read?
Because I like Star Wars, Steve, even though it doesn't like me all the time, but I like Star Wars. Anyway, I really am not super excited for this because, like, okay, I'm really excited for The Mandalorian, the other live action Star Wars show. Like, yep. That looks really good. Like, I'm really excited for that. But this just feels, I don't know, completely unnecessary.
Yeah, that's a good
one. And I'm also really, I always don't like it when you're doing like a television series about a character that we know survives. Like, you can't, you know, like, cause he dies in Rogue One, mm-hmm. so he can't die at any point in the series. And that always bothers me because it's just like, oh, so what the fuck is the point of this? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. that any danger he's in is completely, you know, manufactured. Like, there's no, I'm not scared, you know what I mean? Like, Solo was all about how Han became Han Solo, you know what I mean? Like they weren't trying to make you think that Han was going to die. They were trying to, like, show you how he became the person he was, and I liked that about Solo. But this fucking movie, or this show, like, I don't really give a shit, you know what I mean? I don't really care about his character that much. I like him more than some of the other characters in Rogue One. I think he's, like, probably my second favorite character from Rogue One, but that's not really saying a whole lot because my biggest issue with Rogue One is that I don't really care about the characters, and now you're going to do a spin-off television series about the characters that I don't care about.
Exactly.
It's just like, why though?
That's what I feel like all the time, Adam.
I, for once, we're in agreement on
my
on
cast
Star Wars
of
stuff.
Okay, my sphere of influence for characters I care about in Star Wars is really narrow, and anything that happens outside of anybody that has a lightsaber and has a name and has appeared on screen, I do not care about.
I mean, oh, but what about Finn? You like Finn?
He's got a lightsaber, Adam.
Not anymore. He does.
Well, he had one.
I guess he did have one at one point. Okay, fine.
Okay, then.
Fine. I will grant you he did have a lightsaber for a little bit.
Okay, get
so,
dunked on.
Fine. Fair enough. Mm-hmm.
You're probably thinking to yourself, Steve, what about Han Solo? Ha! Touched a lightsaber to cut a tauntaun in your face. Therefore, Han Solo is grandfathered in, so he's acceptable.
Oh, okay. That's you're right. He did do that. That happened.
Because
about,
only
like,
good characters in Star Wars have lightsabers. End of story.
Do you care about Leia? Like, do you like Leia as a character?
Not especially. She's fine, okay, I guess. Like, I will consider her a plus one to somebody else's into my circle.
Okay.
But she doesn't have a lightsaber.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a character that, like, you might Watto. Like that doesn't Watto.
I'm a Tidarian.
Yeah, exactly. Best line. Star Wars.
Jedi mind
Star
tricks
Wars
don't
history.
Work on me. Only money.
Oh my god.
Man.
I love that.
Star Wars sure
I
is good, Adam.
Stupid quotes from Star Wars. It's fun. Oh my god. What the fuck are we talking about? Cassian Andor?
Yeah that
okay.
guy. You'll notice
so,
how important he is by
I'm
how quickly
excited.
We get sidetracked about
I'm
him.
I'm excited to the point where I like Star Wars and I want more Star Wars television series. So getting more, to me, personally, is a good thing.
This is the problem, Adam. You don't want something specific. You just want more. You're just gonna saturate yourself with subpar Star Wars content.
It's not that I just want more. I want more that expands the universe. Like, that's why I'm really excited for The Mandalorian. But at the same time, I also want more, because this could be interesting in the sense that they could, like, go into, like, how the Rebel Alliance actually worked, like, in, like, the early days. That could be potentially interesting.
I believe
interesting.
It didn't. I believe that's the takeaway. Well, the Rebel Alliance is notoriously unreliable.
That's kind of true. I don't know. The more I think about it, the less I want this. It's weird.
Good. Good. Come to the dark side, Adam.
I'm so frustrated, Steve.
Adam, you don't really want this.
I want to be excited for this, but I just...
I want to help you. I'm here to help you, Adam. And I'm going to tell you, you don't actually want this. Your mind is telling you want it because it has a Star Wars character in it. Kind of. It kind of has a Star Wars character. It's got a guy with a Star Wars brand on him. It's like if they put like a Beanie Baby tag on one of those things you get out of a claw machine. It's kind of the same. Anyway,
sure.
You don't actually want this. You just think you do. And the sooner you realize that you do not actually need this guy in your life or his stupid show, you're going to be a better person for it, Adam. You're going to be wholer.
Maybe you're right, Steve. Even so, I'm totally going to watch this.
All right. Well, I tried.
I mean, it's going to happen.
Can't
Steve.
Save them all.
I literally cannot not watch it. I have to.
Just focus on
I
Pikachu.
Will watch it.
Just focus on Pikachu.
Do you want to know how many I don't want to count them right now, but I have a lot of Star Wars comics.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot, mm-hmm. Steve. Mm-hmm. Like every one.
I believe you.
Not everyone, but almost everyone they've released.
Mm-hmm.
Like with a few certain exceptions, but like I'm really into that shit. Like I'm not gonna miss out on a Star Wars television series just because it's following a character I'm not super excited about. I don't hate him. If they were making like a live action Jar Jar Binks show, I tell him to fuck off. Like I don't hate this character. I just don't really care about this character. It could be worse. I'm rationalizing,
not,
Steve.
Yes, you are. Oh, Adam, that is not reason enough to watch a show. Just
maybe
because
not.
Something doesn't bother you on the face of it, because it's not your most hated thing about a thing, does not make it worth your time. You have limited time on this earth, Adam. You can't be spending it watching shit you don't care about. I have to do that because you make me do it, but you don't have to do it when you don't want to.
That's true. I'm going to watch this, though. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't worry about it, Steve. It's fine.
All right. Well, there's... precious time you'll never get back.
I appreciate that you tried. I do appreciate you.
Well, I've seen She-Ra on Netflix now, so I am not one to talk, but, you know.
We'll talk about that later, Steve. Don't worry. All right. We'll get
there. Well, I have no respect for myself or my time, but I had hope for you.
How many times? Okay, you know what? You want to talk about respect for time, Steve. I will bring this up until my dying day.
Are you going to throw me under the
bus
right
now? How many times have you watched... what the fuck's it called?
Gotcha.
Big Bang Theory, Steve.
How many times have I watched it?
How many times?
Well, it's ongoing.
Like the first, like, five seasons.
Oh, many times.
Five seasons? Yeah, okay. Do you have any idea what the count is, Steve?
More than I'd like, less than I could guess. So, I mean...
okay.
Less than is a problem, probably.
Probably. Okay.
Probably.
So it's not like
the takeaway is that
like
I can admit that show is not good.
Oh, Steve, you really have grown as a person. This is fun. Okay, we're moving on again because I don't really have anything else to say about this other than but I'm gonna watch it.
And yeah, and that's all it takes.
Sad.
Apparently,
I'm a Star
Adam.
Wars
here's what I'm gonna do for you. I am going to get a job in Hollywood.
Yeah.
And I am going to get myself a position where I can start pitching ideas to higher-ups. Not right away. You know, I'll work my way up. I'll be a janitor or a coffee boy or something. And then one day, at the opportune moment when someone says, we need an idea for a new thing stat, I'm going to say, hey, what about a new Star Wars show? And they're going to say, tell me more. And I'm going to say, all right, we open. It's a desert planet. The sand people are everywhere. A sand person emerges, taking off his sand person mask to reveal a handsome, insert actor name here, Keanu Reeves. And we're going to follow him, and his name is going to be Taknuk Melkador, and we're going to follow his adventures for 6 to 30 episodes. And it's going to expand what it's like to be a sand person. And little known fact, he was the very one who attacked Luke on that one speeder lane he was in, and he wasn't attacking, he was trying to help. He just wanted to get us swat the desert flies off his face to prevent them from getting him space malaria. And I'm going to pitch that idea, and you're going to watch my stupid show about Sandman and Keanu Reeves.
Oh my god, Steve. Oh my god. That, you know what? I would watch that show, and I would hate myself, but I would deserve I would deserve it.
And then I get honorable mentions in the credits and stuff, so it's worth it. And then I can be like, hey babe, I'm in a Star Wars movie.
And you're not in a Star Wars movie.
You don't think I'm going to put myself in my own movie, Adam?
Oh, you're gonna put yourself
I'm going to M. Night Shyamalan that shit right up.
Are you going to be the new Stan Lee of Star Wars shows?
Oh, no, I'm just going to be in one episode. I'm just going to be, like, the villain of my own show.
Oh, that could be interesting. Mm-hmm. I would watch Keanu Reeves beat the shit out of you while wearing a Sand People mm-hmm. outfit.
Do you think Sand People are tan?
The Tusken Raiders are, like their own species, so...
Oh, yeah, right.
I don't know... If they, I have no idea, Steve. I have no idea.
Because I was just thinking about that. It's like, I can't take my mask off because I am way too pale to be a believable desert dweller, you know? Like, I would be incinerated by a Tatooine sun. There's like two or three or something.
I think it's two. God, I should know this.
Yeah, it's like one of the most famous Star Wars scenes. You should know that.
Yeah, it's two. It's two.
Okay.
It's two.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, next thing, please.
Yeah, next thing. We're moving on. So this is our last news of the day, and that is that they are making a Breaking Bad sequel TV movie following Jesse Pinkman around after the finale of Breaking Bad. And I'm actually kind of intrigued by this. I am super, super interested in this because I really like Jesse. He's actually like one of my favorite characters in Breaking Bad.
I mean, I would go so far as to say
I would go so far as to say he might be my favorite character in Breaking Bad. Maybe. I'd have to think about that. I haven't I started rewatching Breaking Bad like a few weeks ago, but like I kind of stopped. So I don't know. Maybe I'll pick it up again. The first season is so slow. Like it's
just
like,
you know what happens.
I know. It's just like, I just want to get to the good shit, you know? Like, I don't want to,
it's like when
like,
you play a game again, like, at the second time, and you're like, oh, tutorial levels, but I know how to play already.
Exactly. It's exactly like that. But, like, I really like Jesse, and I am super interested in a Breaking Bad. I want more. If I had, like, one major complaint about the way Breaking Bad ended is I wanted more closure on what happened to Jesse, because he just kind of rode off into the sunset after escaping from the scary mm-hmm. Nazi people, mm-hmm. And then that's it. That's the last thing you heard of him. And I'm just like, you know, I would like to know what happened after
See,
that,
I
personally.
I would not. I think that ending was perfect.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
Okay, well, Jesse started out as the guy who was doing the cooking, right? You know, he was the bad influence. And then later on, Jesse becomes the put-upon one where student has become the dictator, and now he's mm-hmm. the one that's under the thumb. And he finally gets out from under that and gets out of the thing, and he gets his closure by letting his pseudo-father figure save him and die all at the same time. It's a very emotional, satisfying ending. And I think anything after that is just, you know, tainting the message. Because after that, it's like, what is he supposed to do? Like, he's going to go back home and, what, get hounded by the CIA or the FBI or what? FBI. Or whatever.
I suppose.
Or it's going to be like, he's going to, like, struggle with a decision to start cooking again or something. Like, none of those things would add anything to his story. His story has already peaked and troughed, and we've gotten the ending we need out of it. He got away. That was the ending.
The ending? Okay, yes. If the only thing you care about is his relationship to Walt,
well, that
sure.
is the show, though.
Well, yeah, it's the show. I'm not saying, like, yes, the show had a great ending. I'm not saying it didn't have a great ending, but I am saying that I like would like a epilogue about just a little bit about what happened to Jesse. I like Jesse. I like him as a character. I just want to like follow him because I care about him as a person. You know, like I want to know that he's doing okay. You know, like, anything. I want to know that he started his own carpentry shop and, like, open, you know, and, like, did the thing that he always wanted to do. I want to know if he fell back into his old habits or, you know, if he learned from the experience of being a fucking slave to a bunch of Nazis. Like, I want to know how that affected him. I want to see him deal with his PTSD. Or PTSD, that's what I'm trying to say. PTSD. Like, I personally would like to know more. Like, I'm not saying that Breaking Bad had a bad ending. What I'm saying is I wouldn't mind a follow-up giving a little bit more context about what happened to Jesse after the fact.
See, I disagree.
The Breaking Bad story is done, but that doesn't mean that, like, all of the stories within that story are necessarily complete. In my mind,
you know, or, all like, right, there couldn't be a follow-up. I think this is a different in philosophy between you and I, because I'm starting to piece together a profile about you, Adam. You seem to have this compulsive need to have every aspect of every character's existence and their relationship to the world they inhabit filled out for you. That's why you need to watch all this Star Wars shit and read all these books, because there cannot be a character you don't know the details of. You can't have anybody go like, why is Admiral Ackbar in the Resistance or whatever? You can't have that. You have to be like, oh, because he was in a fishbowl of an evil emperor, and now he needs to be fighting that guy. You can't just know he's there. You have to know why he's there for everybody, which is what's happening right here.
I need...
But you do, though. You need to know what Jesse's up to now, when, in fact, you can just assume his story is uphill now. Even if he didn't start his carpentry shop or whatever, his life is infinitely better now. You can just leave it up to your imagination.
I guess you're not I don't think you're quite getting me right, because it's not that I desperately wanted a Jesse follow-up thing. Like, I wasn't, like, you know, making petitions or, like, desperately, you know, like, oh,
right,
please.
But now,
like,
that it exists,
I need more Jesse. I need it. It's not like that. But it's like, if you're gonna make it, I'll watch it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, in my mind, it's like, when I'm really interested in something, like, I want to know everything there is to know about what you've, like, about what you've released. So if you've released a bunch of stuff, I want to see all of it. You know, like,
well,
like, I want to be as invested in the world as, what?
Did you read The Silmarillion?
Oh, no, because I wasn't that invested in Lord of the Rings. Sorry. I mean, I love Lord of the Rings, but, like, also, I, like, find the books boring as all hell, but that's, like, a different thing. But, like, reading The Silmarillion is something I might do if I actually read the books, if I actually got around to doing that. I haven't even finished The Hobbit.
You know, that's a, like, short book.
I know, but I can't finish it, Steve. There's, like, this mental block in my brain where it's just like, good Lord, I don't give a shit. There's something about the way that Tolkien writes that just makes me uninterested, and I feel terrible saying that, but that's just the way it is. That's unrelated to what we're talking about.
Well, all right. Well, I guess my take on the whole Jesse Pinkman after story thing is that I feel like I can't help but consider it a next season of Breaking Bad minus Walter. And I feel like I don't like that. I know it's not the same. I know it's just about Jesse, but I feel like they had a good, their book is closed. Jesse's story, as far as the universe is concerned, is over. And anything after that is just adding details for the sake of details. It's just putting stickers on your car at that point. Like, it doesn't do anything. All you're doing is just adding extraneous details, and I don't need that. I guess you and I are not going to agree on that, but...
I don't know. Like, there are times where I agree with you. I mean, one of our biggest complaints about Solo before we saw it was that it's just like, I know everything I need to know about Han Solo. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know his entire backstory.
Yeah, because the important part of his story was the Star Wars movies.
Yes, exactly. And I still stand by that. I enjoyed Solo for what it was, but I didn't need it. It was like, if I never got that movie, I would be perfectly fine. And, like, that's kind of how I'm treating this too, in a weird way. Like, it's like, do I need it? No, but I'm kind of interested, and I'm gonna watch it just because I like Jesse. Like,
Jesse too, but I'm satisfied with the amount of Jesse I have. I don't know, just okay. You know, I'm fair happy enough that you can enjoy things, Adam. That must be nice.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I'm sorry that you I'm happy that you're happy with what you already have.
There we go. Everybody wins.
Yay! Okay, we're gonna move on now to my humble opinion. So I forgot. You told me, but I forgot. So do you have a humble opinion this week?
No, I do not. I guess I'm one episode away from finishing She-Ra Princess of Power, if you want to talk about that.
I mean, you can. I don't care. Do what you want.
She-Ra Princess of Power, in my humble opinion, is a show for teenagers, and I'm kind of weirded out that I watched it, but I did.
Okay.
It's not...
You watched that, but you couldn't watch Sabrina the Teenage Witch?
Well, here's the difference, Adam. I finished one episode of She-Ra, and I was like, all right. And then I just watched the next one. I made it 10 minutes into Sabrina the not Teenage Witch, whatever, and I thought to myself... And then I went back and watched 20 minutes, and I thought to myself, I lied to Adam. I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember that. Mm-hmm. But, okay, fine. Anyway, go ahead and talk about She-Ra.
All right. So, for those of you who are not familiar with She-Ra, it's a He-Man spinoff involving a lady He-Man. That's basically it. She rides a winged unicorn that has rainbow wings. And
I love that.
Yep. And she's basically just the same thing as He-Man. She's got the magical sword, does the transformation thing and all that, and, you know, that's basically the plot. Much like the new Voltron show, it's nothing like its 80s counterpart, and it's basically just, you know, the same name character in this basically nothing else. There's, like, a whole colorful cast that I'm pretty sure wasn't in the original show, although I've never seen it. And they're just fighting some bad guys, and it's very, like... not that good on the face of it, honestly, but I'm not that difficult to entertain, as it turns out, so colors and lights and excitement and all those sorts of things. One thing I did notice...
Considering how much you bitch about things, I'm surprised that you would say that you're, like, easy to entertain.
Okay, I'm not difficult to entertain. I am very difficult to please. How about that?
Fair enough.
Like, colorful jingle keys will keep my attention. But I'm going to critique the fact that those plastic keys wouldn't actually open any doors. That's where I am as a human. That's the life I chose. But okay. Anyway, right, one thing that I did notice about She-Ra, Princess of Power, is that tits don't exist.
What?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It is weird. Not that I was looking for them. It's just odd that because I looked and I was like, you know what? She's kind of flat. This one's kind of flat. They're all kind of flat. Does anybody have any boobs? And no, they don't. Boobs don't exist in that universe for some reason. I don't know why they elected
That's kind of refreshing in a weird way, so...
I mean, I guess, but it's odd to me. It's like a 4Kids dub. It's weird. You know, and it's not like they're 12. Like, these are adults, mostly. So it's just okay. Odd to... I don't know. Okay. That's one of those things that I noticed, and maybe I shouldn't have told the internet about, but here we are.
Oh well,
here's some information
are,
you know
you
about
said
Steve
it now.
Well, I'll just cut it out later. You'll never know. I'll just replace it with horse neigh or something, and everyone will be confused about what I'm talking about.
Anyway, but
I didn't finish it yet. But from what I've gathered so far, it's basically just a bunch of there's some bad guys who want to take over the fantasy world, but it's not like magic. It's like technology, but like old technology. It's I don't know. It's basically just Voltron, where it's like you know. But it's like the opposite, where the guys are technology, but they're actually magic. You know, like the lions are supposed to be magic, I guess, but also technology.
Yeah, I still have.
And this is kind of the same thing. I don't know if it's the same people or not. I don't know if Netflix has just the same group of folks making all of their 80s spinoff shows or remake shows or whatever.
Maybe. I have no idea.
No Skeletor in this one, though.
They have, like, a den of, like, 80s nerds.
Yeah, I like to think that there's a bunch of greasy fat guys in, like, a basement somewhere, like, with, like, you know, like gray CRT monitors, you know, and they're like, hey, what other shows are you guys familiar with? And they think those shows are still happening. Like, to them, this is just, this is a follow-up season to the show.
I'm getting ready for the Netflix Transformers reboot.
Oh, dude, don't even pretend like that's not happening next.
I mean, it's gonna happen.
We got Thundercats. We got Voltron. We got He-Man. Well, we got She-Ra anyway. We already got a He-Man reboot in the 90s, and nobody liked it. So, you know, that had the wrong Skeletor in it, though. So, you know, what are you gonna do? So, the takeaway from this not very thorough review is that I watched a child's television cartoon, and I don't feel bad about it, but I probably won't tell anybody if they ask.
Fair enough. It's really awkward for me to talk about shows like some shows I've watched. Mm-hmm. Like I'd be like people someone will mention Voltron. I'm just like, oh yeah, Voltron. I've seen that.
Well, see, I don't know there, because I feel like Voltron is aiming for a slightly higher audience than this one is, age-wise. It's difficult to tell, because I like cartoons, Adam, and I've never been...
fine, Steve. Fine. Do you want to know my real shame? It's when anyone mentions My Little Pony.
I know. Okay? I know, Adam. You're sick, and you've seen My Little Pony.
I've seen My Little Pony a few too many times, and I'm slightly ashamed of that, but not really, because the show is actually pretty good.
That's what I've heard. But all right. Yeah. I like cartoons, Adam, and it's difficult because cartoons sometimes are people like, oh yeah, I love, like, if you talk to anybody about Adventure Time, they're like, oh, I've seen Adventure Time. Sure, that's a show for adults, you know. But you never know when it's one of those cartoons and when it's not, because it's sometimes it's like, oh yeah, totally. It's got the, you know, the liches in it, and it's got, like, you know, post-apocalyptic nightmare apocalypse world in it, and, you know, Space Abraham Lincoln, things adults enjoy. But, you know, if we hop over to She-Ra, it's like, I'm pretty sure this is not for adults, because nobody dies. Not that anybody really dies in Adventure Time, but it's seriouser, you know? Like, there's a weird nebulous gray area that exists between Dora the Explorer and, like, full heavy metal. You know? There's like a there's a gray area of turbulent cartoon maelstrom that it's never like, sure if it's for you or not. And you're never quite sure who it's cool to tell.
I think it really has to do with writing and, like, how the characters relate to the world, to each other, and to the audience. I think that's really what it boils down to. Like, it needs to be consistent. Like, you know, the rules of the universe need to be consistent, and you need to, like, have characters that people can relate to. I think that's really all you need.
That's fair. Get into, invest in. But at the same time,
I'm just kind of theorizing here.
To enjoy a show, that's certainly the case. But you have to get somebody to watch it first. And normally, when you tell somebody, I watch a cartoon, their immediate expectation is, oh, okay, so you're just at home watching Nickelodeon all the time. And first of all, no, I watch Cartoon Network. But, I mean, it's like, unless they've already seen it, or they're aware of its adult materials, you can't be like, oh yeah, I watched, I don't know, fucking Fairly Odd Parents or something, and they're like, really? And it's like, well, have you even fucking seen it? You know? Might not be a good example, but you know what I'm talking about. If I told somebody I watched Danny Phantom, they'd be like, I love me some Danny Phantom. Because who doesn't like Danny Phantom? Danny Phantom's the
dude. Danny Phantom's amazing. Danny Phantom moves. I recently watched Danny Phantom.
It's so probably, like, still good. I don't know, but I assume it's still good.
It's pretty good. There are aspects of it that
well,
are
yeah,
stupid,
that's because you're a hard-brained adult now, Adam, and things don't work out quite that ridiculous now.
Things aren't the same as they used to be.
It also a nostalgia variable in there, because it's like, you know, if you show a kid SpongeBob or whatever, or you show an adult SpongeBob, they're going to be like, if they watched SpongeBob in a previous life, you know, back when they were happy and young and carefree and taxes and things didn't exist, they'd be like, oh yeah, SpongeBob's good. But if you showed that to somebody who was hardened as a child and never got to experience SpongeBob because they were working the fields or whatever, then they'd be like, well, that's just ridiculous. Why do you watch children's programming when you can watch the Discovery Channel or, you know, the History Channel and learn about what the Nazis are up to? And it's like, yeah, well, fuck you, dude. I like cartoons.
Why would you enjoy something that's just nonsense? Yeah, I've met people like that. It's true. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. This is an interesting discussion that started with you watching kids.
Yeah, I mean, that one I'm pretty sure is for kids. I have basically no doubt that that is for, like, 12-year-olds, and it's a little below my pay grade. But I am totally willing to watch a cartoon for 12-year-olds if it's easily accessible and all the episodes are there. Like I said, not hard to entertain.
All right. So are you good then?
Oh yeah, in my humble opinion. Feel free to watch She-Ra, I guess.
Wow. That is a winning endorsement if
I've ever heard. I don't want to tell people that it's good, because it's not that good. It's okay. You know what?
But all right, it's entertaining?
Sure. It's got that. Here's the thing. It's got the same problem that I think that the Voltron has. It's got that same sort of, like, wacky face humor, you know? And the same sort of what the young people like these days humor is. I don't know how to call it anything else, but I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I totally do.
You know how
Voltron is odd in some ways, where, like, I'll be watching it and I'll be like, yeah, this is good. And then, like, there'll just be, like, a couple of jokes where I'm just like, oh,
especially Hank or Hunk, whatever. Hunk.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, Hunk. My God. Especially Hunk.
This show has
my least favorite
character.
This
show has a Hunk, too. I think every... Okay, here's the deal. Here's what actually happened. Avatar exists, and Avatar fucking rules. And
yes,
Sokka exists, and Sokka fucking rules. And everybody wants to suckle on that Sokka gravy, but nobody can get the subtlety down, because Sokka was, like, equal parts serious and funny and inept and competent. Whereas everybody else leans too heavily into, like, one or two of those categories and way too far in the opposite direction, you know? There's not, like, a balance there.
I agree with you. Like, Sokka is basically the perfect version of that character.
Yes.
Like, nothing is better than that.
Yes. Like, Sokka is the friends of the comedy sidekick character.
Yes.
It is what everybody else aspires to be.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Which, I mean, that's what these shows are trying, and this show has, like, a handful of those guys, too. And it's like, I mean, I don't mind them sometimes, but it looks desperate. It really does when you do that. And it makes me hard to enjoy your show, especially when that's one of the main guys, and he has a crop top that has a heart on it, and he's got a bow and arrow and a fade like he's Will Smith from The Fresh Prince. And it's like, man, I can't get behind this. I can't do it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry for your pain.
BT Dubs, his name is Bo. Would you care to figure out what he does for the show?
Does he shoot a bow?
You better fucking believe he shoots a bow.
I can't remember
anybody else's names right now, but basically everybody's name in this show is like a play on words of what their aspect is. Like, I swear to God, there was like a wizard village or something, and one person's name was Castaspella. I'm 98% sure.
I kind of want to watch this now.
What it was.
Just because of, like, that stupid name thing. Like, I'm also easily entertained.
Adam, might I recommend you watch Shiwa Princess of Power?
I might just do that.
I wish they changed the costume, because honestly, the costume for She-Ra is not good. It has never been good, and it's still not good now. But I'm done. That's all I have to say about that.
That is it? All right. So, my turn now. So,
have you been watching She-Ra?
I have been playing, or I have played the first of the Spider-Man PS4 DLC packs, which is called The Heist.
Is that the
Black Cat
one? Yes.
Yeah, it's the Black Cat one. And in my humble opinion, it is pretty good, but it's hard to fully judge it until I've played the other DLC. So there's, like, the whole thing is called The City That Never Sleeps. That's the name of the DLC saga, I guess.
All right.
And, like, each one leads to the next one, right?
Yep.
Wait, so
is this an after game thing, or is this just you can do whatever?
Yes. No. This is after the game. It's, like, 6 months later.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what they said. So, basically, the game starts with... There's a robbery in a museum. Oh, spoiler alert! You've been warned. There's a robbery in a museum. You're Spider-Man. You go there.
Wait, check it out.
And
I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, you're Spider-Man. You fucking yes. Anyway, so there's a robbery in a museum, and you go there, and you know, surprise, surprise, it's Black Cat. I know
that is
crazy,
a surprise,
right? And she like. Breaks into this place. She breaks in not to steal a piece of art, but to steal a flash drive that is hidden inside a piece of art. Then, through a bunch of other bullshit, you find out that the crime families of New York all agreed to store their money, like, together on a secure location.
Or, like, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Or something like that. I'm trying to remember. But in order to access... Like their money stores, they all need to bring their own flash drive. You can only do it with all five of the flash drives, right?
Okay.
And Black Cat is trying to steal the flash drives.
That makes sense.
And Spider-Man is just like, oh, you know, why are you doing this? Like, I thought that you had turned a new leaf. Like, you know, you were over all of this thieving crap. And then Black Cat tells him, well... Hammerhead has my son.
Son, you say?
Yes, son. Maybe it was just my child. I'm pretty sure it was son. You know, Hammerhead has my son, so I have to do this. I have to steal the other flash drives. And Spider-Man's immediate reaction is, son, hold on a second here.
Counting back the number of months.
They used to date, go figure. Mm-hmm, and he's just like, but is it my son? And she says, we'll talk about that later. They never talk about that later. Yeah. Okay. It's really annoying. Okay. So Spider-Man spends like the whole DLC trying to figure out, like, you know, trying to like get over the idea that he might be a dad, right? Like, he tells MJ, like he tells MJ, and I have to say, I'm not like the biggest fan of this version of MJ, just full disclosure, but I actually really liked her reaction to it. So like, he tells MJ, he's just like, hey, so I talked to Black Cat and I found out that she was being blackmailed into stealing these things because her son was in danger. You know, her son was being held captive. And Mary Jane is just like, oh, I didn't know she had a son. And Spider-Man's just like, yeah, neither did I.
About that.
He might be mine. Because you know we used to date.
I used to spray her with my spider silk.
and then Mary Jane is just like, and then she hangs up.
Oh, okay.
Because she like doesn't know what to say.
I mean, what do you say?
And Spider-Man's just like, shit. And then Mary Jane calls back later, and like they're focusing on the task at hand. Like, she's just like, you need to go to this one place because some reason, blah 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 blah. And then Spider-Man's just like, okay, I'll go there. I'll go to that place that you told me to go to. Are you doing okay? And she's just like, yeah, I'm doing okay. Like, you know, you just surprised me. Like, I'm not mad at you. It's not like you cheated because, like, we were broken up at the time. You know, obviously this is a huge deal and we don't know for sure we don't know for sure yet. But like, you know, I get it. You know, you guys, you know, we're together and you don't know if it's yours. Like, it's cool. You know, I'm not mad at you. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, oh, good. Like, and I really liked her reaction. I really liked how mature she was. And she wasn't like pulling like a Felicity from Arrow. And it's just like, how could you have a,
with Arrow long enough to know about that. So
you don't want to know. You really don't. But anyway, what was I saying? So MJ takes that news very, very well. And then Spider-Man goes on all these stupid missions trying to help. He's trying to basically help Black Cat and, you know, trying to locate her son and while simultaneously helping her steal the other flash drives. And then at the very end, you find like there's this thing where you think that you're going to find her son in like this like vault area of this one warehouse, and you find out that no, it was a trick. This not where her son is. What's actually going on is that's where the last flash drive is. She was never working for Hammerhead. She was tricking you into thinking she was working for Hammerhead so that you would help her. And she's now here to steal Hammerhead's flash drive so she can have all five flash drives and rob them all blind.
Ah, you stupid bitch.
And yeah, I know. And he's just like, hold on. Is there a son? And she's just like, it's complicated. And then she
That leaves. Is not an answer. That is not an answer to the question.
No, it's not. And I'm very bothered by this fact. Because I'm just like, okay, so maybe she has a son, but maybe not. Maybe she was just lying to get him to do, you know, to do all this shit for her. And then you find out, and then while you're in this little vault area, because she locks you in this vault, right?
Oh, of course.
So she can go and leave. And then you're in this vault area, and then Hammerhead's goons show up, and they open the door, and you break out. And then you overhear them talking about how they know where Black Cat is, and they've triggered her apartment to blow up as soon as she opens the door. Mm-hmm. And then you're just like, oh my god, no. And so then you like book it across town and you're trying to call Black Cat and she's not answering. And then you finally do get a chance to, you know, she does pick up and she's just like, don't you, you know, why are you calling me? Like, I tricked you. What the fuck do you want? And he's just like, like, and he's like, you know, you have to listen to me, like, you know, Hammerhead's gonna blow up your apartment, don't go inside, like, you know. And she's like, why are you trying to help me? I just tricked you, like, what are you doing? He's just like none of that matters right now, like, you know, don't go inside. And she says something along the lines of, don't worry Spider-Man, I have plenty of lives left, something like that. And then she opens the door, it blows up, and she seemingly dies, and that is the end of the DLC.
Well, that's not satisfying at all.
No, it is not satisfying, not in the slightest. It's actually quite frustrating now, you know, when I think about it. It's really, really annoying that, like, so we don't know about the son, which is the most interesting aspect of this DLC, because I'm just like, holy shit, Spider-Man might have a kid with Black Cat? That's, like, a huge development, maybe, you know? Like, that would be really interesting if they actually went that direction. Like, I want my own little Damian Wayne, you know what I'm saying? like, bring it the fuck on. Like, I'm totally down. But that you also don't know if she survived. I have a very, very strong feeling that she did, because, like, one of the side missions in the game is, like, you're working with this cop who's just like, oh yeah, you know, I'm here, you know, I was the guy who took down the original Black Cat, like, you know, I'm trying to remember his name, it's like Sean Hardy or something, because, you know, it's Felicia Hardy, and I can't remember, Eddie Hardy, no, I can't remember, it doesn't matter, you know, that I guy, was the guy sure. who took down the I was the guy who took down the original Black Cat, you know, Black Cat's father. And Spider-Man's just like, oh, okay, cool. And then, like, you help him track down some of the missing art pieces from, you know, way back when. And then you find out at the very end, after you've collected all the art pieces, that that is Black Cat's father, and he faked his death. And Black Cat is still under the assumption that her father is dead.
Great.
Yes.
What a complicated family situation they have.
It very much is, but I am under the I'm assuming that that's just foreshadowing, because, you know, obviously Black Cat faked her death because her dad faked her death, and, like, I really doubt that she would have just walked right into a bomb after she was told it was a bomb. But at the same time, I mean, she literally was right there. She opened the door, it blew up. Like, how do you survive that? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's weird, but I don't know. I still have a feeling it was somehow a trick and that she's still alive.
Oh, well, like, yeah, I'd be very surprised if she actually died.
Yeah, especially in, like, a DLC that not everyone's going to play. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way. Anyway, but the next DLC, because it's a three-part thing, right? And the next one is coming out in, like, a couple weeks, I think. And it's going to be all about Hammerhead, and you have to take down Hammerhead and blah, blah, blah. And Spider-Man's fucking pissed. I watched the trailer, and he's really fucking pissed at Hammerhead, because, you know, you killed Black Cat. the DLC is actually really good. I have a few issues with the story and how it's completely and utterly unfulfilling, and I just want to know how it ends, but
well,
whatever.
You'll have to wait till Saga Season Pass number 3 or whatever.
Yeah, I know. It's really annoying. But the DLC is really, really good. The missions are very varied and interesting. They introduce a new enemy type, which are called minigun brutes, and they are a fucking bitch to take down. Oh my god.
Can they be taken down with the strategy of shooting them with a bunch of small web blasts and then kicking them in the head?
No.
Oh, well, then I'm out.
No. No, they are basically impervious to webs. Like, you hit
them
with basically
any... Well, that's my only shtick.
Like, you hit them with basically any web, and, like, I think that hitting them with webs allows you to hit them, but it doesn't slow them down at all. Like, they can still fire at you and shit, and they can still attack you and
shoot my webs at their gun, then, and gum up their barrels or something. Spidey, you gotta get more creative.
You think that he could do that, but he never does. They're also the only enemy that you can't remove the gun of, because, like,
Nope,
doesn't work. Basically, the only effective way I've seen to deal with them is either to use the suspension matrix and, like, kick them to shit in the air, which sometimes works and sometimes doesn't. Like, I've had it work and, like, you know, they shoot in the air and, like, you know, and then I kick them to hell. And then other times that just, like, resist it. I don't really understand what I'm doing wrong or right or whatever, but I don't know. And the other one that works is the electric webs. For whatever reason, that works fine. But that's basically the only two that like have any effect on him at all. And they're so annoying because they do two different kinds of like gun attacks, where one is where they just fire at you, you know, just, you know,
as
whatever,
a gun does, dodge, sure.
Yeah, you can just dodge it just like with any other gun. But the other one is where they like do this spray, and in order to dodge it, you have to jump in the air. Like you have to jump up in order to.
You can't Spidey sense through that one?
No, you can't. You can't Spidey sense through it. It's obnoxious because you have to be, because you're in the middle of fighting like, you know, 30 other guys, mm-hmm. and you have to be like having an eye out in your corner, trying to, you know, make sure, know what the stupid gun guy is doing, so that if he, you know, does the spray, you know to jump. But it's so annoying. I cannot, like, I played the main game and I only died like a handful of times. Like, that game's not that difficult at all. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, sure, there are a few difficult moments, but like, I didn't have much problem, honestly, with the main game. Mm-hmm. I died like the last mission of the DLC, where you have to fight two of these minigun brutes. I think I died like 20 times. Like, it's really fucking hard. Like, I basically had to like swing around and take people off like in tiny little clusters, mm-hmm. because if I was in the middle of everything, I died. Like, I would die within 3 seconds of spawning. Like, that's how fucking bad it was. There's so many people shooting.
Why don't you just
at you.
Turn on the Spidey power that like makes you deflect bullets back at them or something?
That might have done that. I always forget to use the Spidey powers. I tried the web one, but that didn't work as effectively as I was hoping it would, and I probably could have played around with some of the other ones, but I didn't.
Did you try the one that makes your screen horrible to look at?
What are you talking about?
That's the one where it makes you invisible, stealth mode thing, and it just is obnoxious to look at. It makes it all wibbly wobbly and infrared Terminator.
I've never even used that one.
Oh, like, yeah, never. Didn't miss out. It sucks.
Okay, just checking. Like, I saw it, and I was just like, yeah, I'm not going to use that. I'd rather have offensive abilities, and
yep.
So I just never bothered.
Yep.
But, yeah, I enjoyed the DLC. I thought it was a good addition, and, like, it's actually difficult, and they actually, like, grew the gameplay in different ways, you know, like, you know, with the new enemy type. And so it was good. It was a neat time. My biggest complaint about it is that it is sometimes a little too difficult, and I don't like how unfulfilling the story was. And I swear to God, if they pull a bait and switch with this whole, like, you know, potential son thing, I'm going to be really pissed. Like, it's like, you can't have me thinking for the majority of this DLC that Spider-Man might have a son, and then have the son not even exist. It's like, screw mm-hmm. you. Like, that's just mean to the audience. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, come on.
What if she,
like,
said it was complicated, and then, like, you went to, like, her house or whatever, and she has, like, a doll dressed up like Spider-Man that she thinks is real, and all of a sudden she's just totally bananas crazy? And she's, like, spoonfuling, like, mashed peas into its doll face, you know?
That would be interesting.
And then Spider-Man just kind of, like, slowly walks back out the door.
I really hope that's not what it is. I would not like that.
That sounds
also
awesome.
She's obligatory. Yeah, Black Cat's really hot. So,
well, yeah.
There's that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd have let her really have my baby and not tell me about it.
I would probably do that too, Steve. In my humble opinion, the DLC is pretty darn good. It's one of the better DLCs I've played in recent years, so it's good. Good times. So that is it for this episode. Those are the complaints this week. If you can't complain, share it with your friends. Bye.